Okay, this is Jeff Randall, President of the Board of Jefferson County Commissioners. It is now 4 o'clock, and we are coming out of executive session and going in back into our special meeting where the agenda has been, we're going to have discussion now on the results of our executive session. And we held interviews with two CFO candidates. So, who would like to start off, and Tammy, I know you wanted to maybe just offer a perspective, and I think Susan may have wanted to offer a perspective. If you feel like it's still appropriate.
Yes.
Okay.
Candidate A was the first one that we interviewed, and they have a track record of being in challenging environments. They understand, they did a good job of describing culture, how to work in a culture. The other candidate experienced a culture that we don't want them to experience again. Candidate A, when asked about FERC, answered, understood that. The other one gave us the chart of accounts, there's a difference. Candidate A has internalized it. Candidate B is looking at a chart of accounts. You have one individual working primarily with utilities over 30 plus years, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, compared to less than 4, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, with the other. We have other employees that have more than 4 years of electric utility with RUS already. Mm-hmm. And candidate B could not. They could have just said, I don't understand the difference between tier and debt service coverage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They gave us an answer that was not appropriate. Mm-hmm. They gave us an answer, and it wasn't the answer. Form 7, I understand, Kevin, what you're saying. You can hit a couple of buttons in iView, and you got Form 7.
No, you have to understand Form 7. That's what I was getting at. Not that they had produced a Form 7, but they had researched it enough to be able to.
Well, I don't think it's. That's one of
not
the
a deal
least
breaker. No.
Important things. You have to understand what's behind numbers. And the one individual was able to size up a different industry pretty quick. That's has this tool pack that they're carrying around where they can go from one industry to another and quickly size them up. I see one as a leader, another as a follower, until they get more experience. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys want? Do you want a leader?
Right. Well, and so we kind of started with Kevin. And I just wanted to add a couple things. Ken, the clarification that the first candidate had actually been with the first job, the initials were AA, and he was there before he was a partner. He was there for a total of 22 years before that organization was no longer viable. So he did have a significant commitment to his job. And
I consider 9 years a significant commitment.
And in my conversation with him, he told me that he expected to have to retire with that firm, except that it ended and he wasn't able to stay there. I tend to agree with the kind of what folks are saying here. So I guess I'm coming back to, and I did want to add one more thing. Also had the chance to meet his wife when I met with, he brought his wife to the meeting. The other gentleman did not bring his family. I didn't say yay or nay. And we were talking about fit in the community, and you had mentioned some things that you thought. I think also that they would be a good fit. And the sense I got was that they valued a lot of the things that were available here. They liked that we were not that close to Seattle, but we were close enough that a person could go there. The place where they're at now is literally a really long drive to get to someplace or fly someplace. It's really difficult. They've had these significant winters where they are now, and they would embrace having a little milder winter. The guy, the really outdoorsy people, and would like that. And the community-oriented stuff, they've listed off a bunch of nonprofits and artists and other groups that they're very active with. And I sensed a frustration that the community they're in now is not doing as well as ours is. And we talked about visiting rural communities across the country, and I made the comment that when you come to Port Townsend, it's a community of 9,000 people, but the number of restaurants and businesses and the condition of our hospital and everything else is way above. It's more like a town of 50,000 for the kind of stuff we have here. And they agreed, and they said, yeah, most rural towns you come to, they're not doing well at all. So I think they recognize that, and I am less concerned about their ability to fit, and I share your comments about the dynamism and the leadership, and I kind of feel like I'm done messing around. I want to get the best person I can to help solve our problems. So I was impressed with the very first phone interview we had with that candidate. So anyway, so
Commissioner Randall,
yes, sir.
Can I ask a question of Tammy and Susan?
Certainly.
Just to follow up your point, Tammy, on this question regarding FERC accounting and chart of accounts, and I mean, is it your understanding, because I wasn't in the room, I mean, are both of these candidates capable of understanding, you know, the importance of FERC rules, the importance of learning RUS compliance, and all the reporting that goes around that? And if does one strike you as stronger than the other?
Tammy?
Yes. Yes, candidate A, I think, possesses that. It's more defined. It's more obvious. And we have some folks here at different levels in the organization that would really benefit from a mature leadership, the buck stops with me, and not be blindsided. I know that some of you just need a leader here. One of them, I think, would be a good accountant and have an opportunity to learn and move up.
Okay. And Susan, did you have any feedback for Joel on his question?
No, I agree completely. I think that the presentations in this topic were different, because it demonstrated the difference in their level of experience. And I think what we had said is one does have many years in the utility, and I think it just stood out very clearly, the experience and leadership that was offered.
Okay.
A comment that was made a while back was, one candidate has never received a paycheck from a utility, but they billed utilities large amounts for their expertise.
Right.
And that's foreign to us here. Well, except you've had. I'm reading.
You doing it to us.
I'm
foreign to everyone except you.
But you have to have this. I think a variety of experiences would be beneficial for a period of time here.
Yeah.
There's plenty to do to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they talked about being strategic.
Right.
Of getting into the other things that will be beneficial to the customer.
Yeah.
But we got to fix what we have here, help people get trained up.
Okay. Well, I guess Dan, it looked like you had to say something else.
I'm going to take this in reverse order. The way I noted as you guys were speaking to it, I'm not so concerned about their ability to fit into the community. I'm not heavily weighting that into my decision-making process. It's just for an FYI.
Okay.
I didn't have the ability to gauge that anyways, so other than what I could glean from the day. So I didn't have the advantage of seeing them in any other forum and along that same line, because I wasn't involved with the phone interviews or any of the other stuff. So I'm a little bit hampered here, limited in my way to make these kind of judgments. So I'm going to strictly stick to the facts, as Joe Friday would state, you know. So. Having said all that, have we taken enough steps as an organization to make a decision at the present time on these two candidates, let alone anybody else that may still be out there? I mean, do we know enough about ourselves yet to make this decision? I guess is one of the questions I have here, because it came up a lot today. The org chart, job descriptions, duties. Have we nailed enough of that down to be confident that we are getting the right person? I guess that's the best way for me to try and articulate that thought. And so then that leads me to the next steps. If we don't make a decision here, what's the next step forward? And are we going to? Is the manager going to make this decision? I mean, those are kind of the next steps for me.
Well, and as Joel pointed out, and we don't have it in our notice that we're making a decision, so the board technically can't make a decision on this.
And I think we need to do our due diligence on the background and stuff like that. That, regardless, I do think there's a stronger candidate, but I do think we still have to go through the background checks and do all of those kind of things. The due diligence we're responsible for. And then we meet again.
Okay. So could it, and I don't know, if we look at our calendars.
Contract-wise, has there been talked about who's the negotiating team when we finally do, maybe it's months from now, but we do come to an end to this process for the CFO. What's that going to look like, too? It'd be one of my questions.
Well, what we did previously was we picked a candidate and we authorized the attorney and myself to make an offer and negotiate and see if we could bring that person to terms. And that's how we handled it before. But in this case, since it's the manager's position, it may be that we want to authorize, Joel and Kevin.
Right, see, it's a bit of a paradox here. Yeah. We have to make one decision kind of before we can make others.
And I don't even think we're making a decision now.
And
we are not.
We're not.
Right.
We're not.
The flow has to be the manager and Joel. Mm-hmm. No matter who the manager is, they have to, again, there's consensus you can make, but the manager is responsible for the hire.
And the one concern I have as a board member on this one, and it's why I wanted to get the board involved in the first place, I don't want to see us get into negotiations. I think that there may be a role to touch base with the board if we're having difficulty in reaching terms, because I think the board needs to be informed of whatever issues are coming up.
That's kind of where I was
with it. Yeah, I don't want us to go have you in isolation assuming what we think are, satisfactory terms or something like that. So maybe there just needs to be some touch and base with the board on how it's going or something like that.
So I'm going to propose similar to how we do the union negotiations. Jeff, we were just talking about that. You come with the union negotiations, what we do is we negotiate, we come back and forth, and then after that session, at the next available board meeting, we go into executive session, and we sit down, and we say, okay, this is the union side, this is what they want, this is our side, this is what we want, and rather quickly, everyone can look at it and say, yeah, we, next open meeting, we're going to direct so-and-so to do X. And I think that's the process that I would recommend, that I think Joel and I know kind of what you guys feel, and we get to a point where we come back, and then an open meeting after that, we say, okay, this is the way we're going to move forward.
Well, and Tammy talking about doing some more due diligence on these candidates and giving us a time frame of a few days or a week or something like that. And we do have another board meeting in a week. 29. So, I mean, I would be happy if we could do some of that due diligence on those candidates and have something on that agenda, whether it's an executive session where we're talking about the qualifications of the candidate or it's an open session, whatever you feel is appropriate, and we make some progress on this.
I would like... This is me talking, not thinking. I think we need one more executive session. Let's say Tammy finds something.
Sure.
That, I think, should be
discussed in the context of an executive session.
Everybody, so that you have the same information, okay. Tammy and I and Joel do. Mm-hmm. So I think one more executive session.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Well, why don't we plan to have an executive session at the next board meeting and have it added to the notice? And have you do as much work as can be done, and we can communicate with Scott Fry.
Get his stuff.
I don't know who's going to do that. If you want to do that, or if you want.
It's up to you.
Me to communicate
that. I don't
want to
cause grief, but you've been talking.
I've been talking to Scott. So. How about if I share my perspective with Scott and then ask him to circle back and talk directly to you?
But I do think we need both. Scott to do his and Tammy to do hers.
Yes.
Now, Tammy had a question on our contract with Scott, so I will follow through on that.
Yes.
But information, not direction. When you talk with Scott. That's
right. I'm providing information because I'm not making the decision on this. I'm just trying to get him up to speed, and then I'll have him circle back with Kevin. So I'm sorry. What was the...
We just want to make sure that Mykoff is okay with somebody else contacting references.
Okay.
See what your contract is. It'd probably just be a good...
And I'm sorry, I did get an email from Scott, and he expressed confusion about that point exactly. So the question I think we need to sort out, and we can sort it out, is Mykoff, you know, feeling that that's within their scope of services and that we have no role in that? If that's the case, we need to have a discussion about it.
Well, and I guess the way, Joel, I would spin it to Scott is we happen to have working for us someone who's done this as part of their job with Enrica and has skills and contacts, and would Scott have any problem with us turning this person loose to see if there's any other information that we can turn up that would be helpful in us making this decision? Would he have any problem with that, or would he like to talk to Tammy about how she would be doing that if he has any concerns?
I would predict that... I would predict that he would say yes. He does have concerns, and he would have a problem with that. That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out. Let's find out what the concerns are.
I think there are two aspects to this. One aspect I think would be, Joel, you're looking at the contract and seeing what it says explicitly about the reference. Aspect of his services.
Yeah.
And the other piece of this is, I think it's a decision for the board to make, assuming that there isn't a direct conflict with what's in the contract, for us to say, you know what, we want to take over this piece of it, and we want to assign it to Tammy Lehman.
Well, I think there's another question is, hey, Scott, what additional work can you do on these two candidates to bring us more information? And if he says, I've already done as much as I can do, and then we say, well, you know, then we're going to take it from here and research these candidates further and hopefully come to a decision. Any problem with that? And I don't see why he would have a problem with it at that point.
Well, I'd like to go at the same time, though.
Yeah.
Not let him finish up and then have Tammy, if possible,
concurrent.
Just to expedite it, have him do them at this.
Well, how about if I do this? Authorize me to talk to Scott, share information about what we've learned. I've had a very good working relationship with him, and tell him that we want to expedite this. We want to have an executive session at our next meeting. We'd like to learn as much as we can. We'd like to have Tammy do this work. I didn't really sense that he felt like he had a lot of leads to follow anyway. That it seemed like he'd kind of done what he's, and see if there's any objections to that, and I'll communicate back with Kevin.
And then I will share what I can.
Okay. So does that sound like an okay plan going forward? Okay. So at this point, we've made note. Sorry, Joel.
Go ahead.
Can I get everyone's paperwork?
I just said I'm good with the plan. Go for it.
Okay. So at this point, we have made no decisions. We've conducted interviews. We found that they were productive interviews, and we're going to do some more due diligence and work with our consultant and our manager. And that being said, I think we have completed our work for this meeting. Is there anything else we need to cover today?
Real quick, I'm running off to sign papers for the building.
Sign papers on the old office?
Old office. Oh, okay. The admin, we have to have all of our stuff out by Friday.
Oh, wow.
We'll put plans together, but I'm going to...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Any congratulations
notes
on that.
Yeah. Anything I can take of your folks so I can put it all together?
Yeah.
Do we have a date for the next...
It's the 29th. Is our the 29th is our next board meeting.
Jeff, can I take yours?
Thank you. All right. Well, I'm going to say this meeting is adjourned, and it is 4:20. And thanks, everybody, for your participation. It was very, very productive, and we appreciate your time.
I have a couple questions.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Good night.